Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Arcade Developers Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Jain, Chairman and Managing Director from Arcade Developers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to extend you a warm welcome to you all for Arcade Developers Limited earnings conference call for the third quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2024. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking the time to join us today. We have on call with us Mr. Samsir Sheth, CFO, and Adfactors PR for our investor relations team. We have shared our results presentation. I hope you all must have gone through it. Since this is only our second earnings call, I would like to share a brief overview of our company and its recent developments before we get into the business and financial performance for the period. Arcade Developers was established in 1986 as a real estate development company with a focus on high-end residential properties. Over the years, we have garnered a reputation for developing top-tier residential projects driven by our deep understanding of the market and a commitment to quality. We have managed to create a niche for ourselves, being among the top 10 luxury developers in Mumbai metropolitan region, one of India's most lucrative and high-growth real estate markets. Since inception, we have completed over 30 projects spanning across 5.5 million square feet and over 2 million square feet under development across the city of Mumbai, and have over 5,500 happy families joined us in this journey. Our strategic approach combining greenfield and redevelopment projects across Mumbai has allowed us to capture significant market share in high-demand areas like Borivali, Goregaon, and Santa Cruz, where we have built a strong foothold presence. Backed by a reputation for delivering projects on time, in prime locations, and with exceptional quality, we continue to lead the charge in creating aspirational living spaces for the urban home buyers. The company's focus on sustainability, innovative design, and delivering unmatched value ensures that we are not just building homes, but crafting the future of urban living and changing landscapes in Mumbai. In September 24, we saw a key milestone in our journey as the company listed on stock exchanges. Our IPO was raised 410 crore rupees through a fresh issue of 3.2 crore equity shares, was met with a robust investor interest leading to 107 times oversubscription. This move provides us with a major platform to access a bigger market and will help us expand our business while delivering sustainable value for all stakeholders. Looking at the industry outlook, as per CBRE research report on Indian real estate, based on the market scenario in 24, it is expected that the momentum of Indian real estate market is set to accelerate in 2025. Globally, Japan and India are poised to lead the way in real estate purchasing activity, with India embracing opportunistic strategies that capitalize on its dynamic growth potential. Moreover, investor sentiment is at an all-time high, with net buying intentions increasing from 5% in 24 to 13% in 25. Key drivers of this consumer enthusiasm include interest rate cuts and asset repricing, which have made real estate as an even more attractive investment class. Mumbai in particular has solidified its position on the real estate map, ranking among the top 10 cross-border investment destinations for the first time. This achievement underscores the city's appeal as a prime market for long-term investors, eager to expand their exposure in the world's fastest-growing economy. With Mumbai's unparalleled connectivity, robust infrastructure, and thriving luxury real estate market, we stand at the cusp of tremendous opportunities. As a key player in the Mumbai metropolitan region, we are confident in our ability to contribute to and benefit from this positive trajectory. 2025 is not just another year, it's the year where innovation, resilience, and growth will shape the future of real estate in MMR. With continued demand for luxury homes in MMR, we are well positioned to capitalize on the market's growth. Now, looking at our recent development, it has been an eventful time for Arcade as we continue to cross several milestones along with our growth journey. The last quarter has seen many such developments in terms of our projects. As you might be aware, we are strategizing to expand our footprint across many suburbs in the MMR region while continuing our focus on luxury housing. To support this and to strengthen our presence in Western Mumbai, we added 3 redevelopment projects in Andheri East, Malad West and Borivali West. Cumulatively, these span an area of approximately 5 acres and offer 5.85 lakh square feet of saleable carpet area. Together, these projects are expected to generate a turnover of ₹2,150 crores. In Andheri, near the Western Express Highway, our project will deliver 1.29 lakh square feet with a turnover of estimated 527 crores. In Malad West, we are coming up with a 2.12 lakh square feet expected to achieve a revenue of 750 crores. And our largest of the 3 projects is in Borivali West, which is having a potential of 2.44 lakh square feet with an expected revenue of 865 crores. One of our luxurious projects, Arcade Aura at Santa Cruz West, received OC a year prior to the targeted RERA date, and we completed this project within 26 months from CC to OC. Other OCs received in the last 2 quarters include those for Arcade Crown and Arcade Aspire, while Arcade Prime is expected to be received in this quarter. Furthermore, we have recently launched 2 towers at Arcade Nest and Arcade World, and we have received a great response. I am glad to share that we have a strong pipeline of 8 upcoming projects. An important aspect which distinguishes us from the industry is our commitment to on-time delivery of projects. We are proud to maintain our track record of delivering our projects before time, which instills confidence in all stakeholders and makes Arcade a reliable and trusted name in the industry. Timely delivery also helps save on rent given to tenants in case of redevelopment projects as well as other overheads. As a part of our brand building initiative, we are also associated with Happy Streets Endeavor to create awareness about our brand and reinforcing our beliefs and philosophy of family first through all these initiatives. Our core ethos remains to develop family-centric living spaces that helps improve the standard of living for everyone. We believe the real estate sector is set to play a transformative role in India's economic growth, and Arcade Developers is well positioned to play a major role in this. Together, we are not just shaping buildings, but creating a brighter, more vibrant future for Mumbai. I would now like to hand it over to Mr. Samsheth Sethia, our CFO, who will take you through our financial performance for this period.
Thank you, Ramesh sir. Good evening, everyone. I will brief you all about our consolidated financial numbers for this quarter and 9 months. Our consolidated revenue for 9 months FY25 was rupees 560 crores vis-a-vis rupees 513 crores in 9 months FY24, registering a growth of 9.3%. The EBITDA for this period stands at 170 crores as against rupees 141 crores in the previous corresponding period, registering a growth of 20% on YOY basis. The EBITDA margin for 9 months FY25 came in at 30.5% versus 27.6% in 9 months FY24. Profit after tax stands at rupees 124 crores against 103 crores, growing at 19.7% on YOY basis. The PAT margin for 9 months FY25 was 22.1% vis-a-vis 20.2% in 9 months FY24. Coming to the quarterly numbers, on QOQ basis, our revenue for Q3 FY25 stood at 231 crores as against 203 crores in quarter 2 FY25, growing at the rate of 13.8% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stands at 68 crores as against rupees 60 crores in Q2 FY25, registering a 12.3% growth on QOQ basis. EBITDA margin for Q3 FY25 stands at 29.3%. The profit after tax stands at rupees 50 crores against 43 crores in Q2 FY25, registering a 15.4% growth on QOQ basis. The PAT margin for Q3 FY25 stands at 21.7% as against 21.3% in Q2 FY25. Now, speaking about some of the key operational highlights for the quarter, for the 9 months ended 31st December 24, we achieved sales booking of 179,000 square feet of area, which amounts to 556 crores, which is up by 24% on YOY basis. The collections grew at 16% to 478 crores. During this quarter, we achieved sales booking of 74,000 square feet of area, which amounts to rupees 220 crores, which is up by 93% on YOY basis. The collections for Q3 FY25 stood at 178 crores. This is all from our side. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Aman Baheti with Incred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a decent set of numbers. I had a few questions regarding our focus. So I've been seeing that the company has been focusing on the society redevelopment as of late. So I just wanted to know what will be our focus going forward, and plus the cash we have from the IPO is around 400 crores. And I know that the management is looking for an area in Thane, and just wanted to know the progress around that.
No, so we are in advanced stage of land acquisitions as well. And as you already rightly mentioned about the Thane thing and other land parcels in Mumbai also, and those are having potential of matching the business from the redevelopment projects. It's just that the redevelopment projects are coming first, but they are, the land buys are expected any time this quarter.
Okay. And what kind of land
of the IPO funds will also happen? Yeah.
Okay, sir. I got it. So what kind of land bank do we have currently with us?
So we have this 9 redevelopment projects lined up, which is having a total potential of close to 7,000 crore business, and we have an ongoing project of around 2,500 unsold revenue. So both combined should have a potential of 10,000 crore sales, ongoing as well as coming.
Okay, sir. Okay. And are we focusing on building something, in the category like something greenfield and which is a premium project?
Yes, yes. All the land buy projects are greenfield and they are in the premium category that we are coming up with. Ultra premium, you can say.
Okay, okay. And what will be the segmental margins going forward? So we have been doing around 20% on an EBITDA level, I mean on a PAT level. So I mean that will be, sustainable or...
We are able to manage the show until now that way. So we are hopeful that we'll continue this way as well.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from us. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kaustubh Sharma with Equinox Capital Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. May I request you?
Hi, sir. Very good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, I just want to know that we are having several projects online and we are around 3,000 crores of order pipeline. So how long will we take to execute them? Like, what is the typical length of the project that we execute?
The ongoing projects, the six ongoing projects we are expecting to complete in the next financial year. And we'll be launching 3-4 projects every year, you know. So the current pipeline of existing projects should be completed in 4 years. Of the existing as well upcoming, both combined.
Okay. And sir, I can see that your receivables has increased substantially in this 6 months. So what is the reason of that? Are we facing any challenges in receiving?
I subject here. So those data is basically the demand what we raised during last 15 days of September 24. And we realized those money in the next 15 days, October 15, first 15 days of October, we realized that money. So that wasn't that high.
Okay, so we have received a substantial amount of money, right? Hello?
Yeah, yeah, we have received it.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shishant Virmani with Confidential. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vijay. Thanks a lot for this appointment and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Before going forward, I'll kind of say that you have built a very good business and you are amongst the best developers that have best balance sheets in the market. So congratulations on creating a very good company so far. And with good projects online, it seems to be good prospects for the company. I have three questions. One, I want to understand what exactly is the cash and check component when anyone purchases a flat from RK developers. Second question, I want to understand the growth prospects that you are eyeing in both greenfield and redevelopment space. So obviously, we already have the published information in your investor presentation. You show your order book broadly, but are there any other projects that you're eyeing beyond that, especially in the ultra premium category? For example, in Gurgaon, we see flats going beyond $2 million, $3 million. Can we see some similar kind of ticket size coming from market developers? And my third question is broadly around the succession planning and the new management that could be incorporated. How are you mentoring the new set of leaders within the business? Thank you.
So, coming to the first question, I didn't understand. Cash and check, it's all always check only. There is no cash session per se.
That's
right. Second is the growth prospect. So we've shared the upcoming project list of 8 projects which is having a potential revenue of 5,000 crore approximately. And another 5,000 crore worth of projects are in the final stages of acquisition, which will be shared very soon in this quarter, maybe by this quarter.
So
that will make it a total potential of 10,000 crores in times to come, yeah, other than the ongoing projects of 2,000 crores plus unsold revenue.
Over how many years is 10,000 crores in revenue?
Say 5 years back.
5 year timeline, okay, excellent. So you're seeing 10,000 crores of revenue and broadly 20% tax, so 2,000 crore rupees of that in the next 5 years.
Yes.
Broad numbers, okay, great, thanks a lot.
Broad numbers, yes.
And third question was
about planning. I am too young, I'm not even 50 currently, and we have very young directors in the company who are themselves very young, you know, so you can say we have a young team. It's a little too early for succession planning. And it's driven in a professional way by a very equipped team.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks a lot, Amit. And then final question is more about, I want to understand the inventories. You have around 600 crores worth of inventory. Can you help me understand how is the split between the projects that are already finished and how is that is a work in progress inventory? Can you split the 600 crores into already built inventory and the work in progress?
Yeah. Hi, so this inventory basically consists of the unsold construction under construction areas. Even as we are following the percentage completion method, so we have recognized revenue based on the percentage completed, and we have a benchmark of completion of 25% of the construction cost to recognize the revenue.
Okay.
So each inventory consists of the two land parcels what we are developing at Bandu and Mulum, for which we have purchased the land. Construction has already started, but it hasn't yet reached the 25% threshold for recognizing the revenue. So that inventory is there. And for other development projects, we have an inventory which is not yet sold.
Okay. Are there any assets, are there any inventories which are already fully constructed and ready for possession but are still unsold? Are there any such flats?
Yeah, it is there, but that is not that high.
Well, the combined inventory in projects which have occupation should be in the range of 100 crore or so among three projects, Aspire, Crown and Aura.
And when do you expect it to get sold in how many quarters from now?
Sold by March this year. We are in January, so we expect it to be sold by March.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Got you. Thanks a lot. And related to inventory, are there any, so how many of the existing projects for which you have already received the cash, but the possession has still not been allowed? So what exactly is that advanced cash number for 9 months, 25?
Can you repeat the question?
I want to understand what exactly is the advance that you have received from the customers, but they have not bought the flats. Sale has not been made, but the cash has been received. What exactly is that incremental amount of cash that you have received?
Yeah, so it is for the two projects which are for which we haven't yet started recognizing the revenue, which is Arcade Nest and Arcade But for other projects, we have started to recognize the revenue. So advance is lying in balance sheet is not as high, about 100 crores.
Okay.
For all the projects, if you put together.
Got you. Many thanks, Amit ji, and very kind of you, and thanks a lot. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aman Baheti with Incred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks again. Just wanted to ask, I mean, after, you know, using, I mean, maybe in the next fiscal, when you use 400 crores of cash that you have, what is the management eyeing after that? Because our debt is very low on the books. As a real estate developer, it's quite rare to see,
We have net debt company.
Yes, that's what, sir. So are you looking to take any debt-led expansion or you will be, diluting your equity going forward? So what will be your plan?
So as of now, the plan is to deploy the funds that is raised, and if required, if we fall short, an interim debt of say 20% debt to equity ratio is what we are comfortable with, if required, you know, makeshift arrangement, because we have very strong cash flows, so normally we avoid taking debt. And as of equity dilution, there is nothing on that right now for the equity dilution.
Okay, okay. And sir, when do you intend to use the cash, I mean, the 400 crores we have?
So we have already deployed more than 100 crores. Currently, there is a fund of around 300 crores of out of the IPO, which should be, half of which should be deployed by March this year, and remaining half by this year end, which is towards the construction of the ongoing projects, and half of which towards land acquisition should be deployed by March.
So, you mean the Thane land acquisition?
Yeah, either of the land acquisition should be done by March, wherein half the funds will be deployed.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deekshant with DB Wealth. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Samaji, on such great set of numbers. So my question is basically on our revenue recognized and the revenue that is yet to be recognized for most of our projects. So I think it's going to be more on the line of from our CFO. So, sir, the Crown Borivali project and the Aspire Goregaon project and the Aura Santa Cruz project, all these are completed. And it's shown in PPT that 325 is for the Crown project, 490 crores is for Aspire, and 276 is for the Aura, which is the potential revenue. Out of this, how much has been realized and how much is yet to be realized? Can you just give some broad numbers there?
So out of these three projects, around, as I told, 100 crores of inventory, what is there, so which is going to sell by this March.
Okay, so matlab in tino mein se now we have 100 crores of revenue which is yet to be recognized, is it?
Yeah, unsold goods, yeah.
Got it, sir, got it. So secondly is on our project on Prime Andheri. How is the work going, and since we already have such a great track record, do we think that we can achieve the completion before like December 25?
Yes. So we'll receive the OC.
The OC for Arcade Pearl and Eden maybe by December. Prime, so we'll receive it any moment, maybe next week.
Wow. Congratulations, Samajji. Congratulations. I recently had visited one of your properties in Bando. So,
okay.
I think...
Hope you liked it.
Amazing, sir. Amazing. I mean, it's because it has, it's a greenfield project and has 750 crores of potential revenue. That was first on
you
my...
You should list. Also visit our Mulan project next time. It beats Bando.
Is a route. 100%, 100%. So, I want to ask you, just basically, the Thane, we are looking for expansion and redevelopment. The game is just starting.
We are looking at land buy in Thane.
Yes, sir. You just mentioned that over 200 crores of money we'll be spending on that Thane project, right?
In and around, maybe.
Okay. Sir, what are your thoughts on Navi Mumbai as an expansion plan? Because we see a lot of inventory coming up there.
Yeah, so we will go one step at a time. So the first choice that we zeroed down after Bombay Western suburbs is Thane. Maybe after Thane we will look at Navi Mumbai. But as of now, our focus is on Thane.
Okay, got it. So, one question, it's a pretty basic question. Please forgive me if it's too basic for you. But let's say that once we have received the OC for a project and it is ready to be occupied, so we can book 100% of our revenues at that point of time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but only for the sold unit.
Of course, for the sold unit. So,
yeah.
let's say that once you receive the project for Andheri and we are able to start selling those units in this quarter, we would be able to recognize the 100% of our revenues, right?
Yeah, but as we are following the percentage completion method, out of the total turnover which is there for this project, we might have recognized about 80%, which is the sold inventory.
Okay, got it. So out of 165 crores, around 20%, which would be around 30 to 33 crores, we can recognize.
That
would
be there.
Okay. So last question is on the collections versus pre-sales. So 220 crores of collections of pre-sales we have done, out of this 168 has been collected. So this remainder, what is it going to be next quarter that we would be able to report on our revenue?
So there is no direct relation between the pre-sale and collection, because collection happens based on the construction milestone what we achieve.
Ji. Okay. 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 Can you tell me that which of the segment is seeing the highest pre-sales right now? Which product we are seeing the highest pre-sales? Is it the greenfield, Andheri and Rare, or is it something else?
So, sales is kind of uniform. The mid-segment, as in the 2BHK, you can say is the ever-moving item, you know. Then bigger the ticket size, maybe slower is the velocity. But there is no differentiation as such between redevelopment or a greenfield project. The velocity is similar. Rates in greenfield are more than redevelopment.
So
the velocity is similar.
Okay, sir, if I can just ask a couple of questions on our upcoming projects, particularly on our Nutan Ayojan, Rani Sati and Satya Shripal. These three projects, sir, are the land, is the land big enough that we can give the amenities to get
So the average sizes of all this project would be 1.5 acres. We don't take projects which have land sizes less than an acre, because then you cannot fit in the amenities. The average land size is 1.5. Satya Shripal is 2 acres, in fact.
Got it.
And Nutan Ayojan is 1.75 acres.
Ji. Sir, which of the sort of upcoming redevelopments can we, like, because I don't see any number of date, ki kaun se date pe hamara abhi completion hone wala hai, what would be the...
Estimated abhi in near future, Lakshmi Ramanna and Maheshwar, two projects we are trying to launch in the first quarter of next financial year, April to June.
Jee. Sir, sorry for the long question, in every other sort of company that we are seeing in real estate right now, there seems to be some slowdown in the pre-sales. And we have actually reported very strong pre-sales numbers. What do you think is aiding this particular thing, apart from our, of course, our reputation that we have built for decades now?
Delivery and the speed of the project, the delivery, the consistency of the delivery, the consistency of giving more than what is promised. Our projects are at end, like various projects, as I mentioned, we are having projects across all stages, you know. The Santa Cruz project is at an with occupation stage. So those are the stages wherein you will get sales inevitably. Like Marol project is headed towards getting occupation. So whatever balance residual inventory does get sold very fast. Apart from this, Vilayapalle is at an advanced stage. So the stage of the projects are coincidentally such that they are having good visibility of delivery. And all our projects are fully approved. So the buyer feels much more secure than what he does in general with other trades.
Okay, got it.
And he goes for home loans. The bankers vouch for us. You know, the bankers recommend an arcade project with other developers.
Got it, sir. Got it. So do we see the next quarter to be stronger than this quarter? Because this quarter was a bit milder when we look at it on year-on-year basis.
Yeah, but if you observe, the bottom line figure of 9 months is already, it is already close to what it was for the last full year.
No, no, Jay, agreed 100% on that, sir.
23 is the profit for last year, and we already are at 120 this year. So whatever comes in the last quarter is kind of growth. It is an addition.
I agree, sir, but do we see that, because you have such a better view on this, is do we see surpassing 200 crores in the next quarter, or is that too much of a big ask for us right now?
200 pre-tax is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikita Mehta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have a couple of questions. So firstly, I would like to ask, can you give us an idea or an update on the use of the IPO proceeds till date?
Yes. We raised 410 crore from IPO, out of which we've already utilized 176 crore, and the balance funds are 234 crore from the IPO. And out of the 176 crore utilized, construction has consumed 26 crore, approvals have consumed 82 crore, 43 crore is for general corporate purpose, and IPO expense is 25 crore.
Okay, sir. And sir, in what ways have these investments contributed to the company's overall growth strategy?
Come again?
In what ways have these proceeds helped us, this investment contributed to the company's overall growth strategy?
So growth as in, like, when we deploy the funds raised from the IPO towards new acquisitions, the effective top line and consequent bottom lines will increase, which in itself is growth.
Okay.
And so had we raised the debt to do the same purpose, it would have cost us interest, and that would have eaten into the bottom line of the balance sheet. So we avoid the debt, we save on the interest, and we have more capital to work for. It will make more money by having a bigger bottom line, bigger and better bottom line and top line. We are able to do more projects because we have more money as a result.
Okay, sir. And sir, do you have any plans to pursue bidding opportunities for new projects apart from Western Suburbs? And what is your outlook on these potential, or what outlook on the potential of these emerging areas?
We are already having projects in Eastern Suburbs, which are land buy projects in Bhandup, in Mulund. We have completed a project in Kanjur, so these are all projects barring Western Suburbs. In Kanjur, we have completed a project, handed over possession of 700 flats. That is a factory that we developed into a residential project.
Okay, sir, got it. So that answers my question. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jagdish Sharma, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of number. I just want one clarification first. What is the margin profile of redevelopment projects and greenfield projects, sir?
So the average margin across the balance sheet is 20% post-tax.
Post-tax?
Yeah. Average.
Okay. So, because there is a, your, one of your peers having a difference of margin, so I just asked for this
question. So the differentiation, like the greenfield projects margins are more, and the redevelopment projects margins are less, like going forward. In the past, we made good margin in redevelopment also, but now the competition has increased a lot in redevelopment, so the margins are squeezed. So going forward, the margins in redevelopment projects can go down to as low as 15%, and land by the greenfield projects will continue to make better margins, 25% or so.
Okay. This is the bad margin you are talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My second question, sir, you just mentioned that you have a 10,000 crores worth of upcoming projects, right?
Yeah.
Of that, what is the redevelopment projects contribution and greenfield projects contribution?
So redevelopment should be in and around 6,500 and greenfield 3,500.
Okay. So this 10,000 will be coming in FY26.
No, no, not all of it will come. It will be like we'll be launching it spread across 11 projects. So we'll have 3-4 projects coming in every year. So it will be a launch across 2 to 3 years. And the completion may be in 5 years from today.
Okay. So any guidance you want to give for FY26, sir?
I can't give. Like I've already given a lot of info.
That is true, but FY26 revenue top line or anything like that, sir?
You can refer a track record, no? So we'll try to stay consistent.
We will be. Okay, fine, fine, fine. All the very best, sir. And congratulations on the good set of numbers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Shah from Meteor Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So just a few couple of basic questions I had. One is that any strategies you for projects outside Mumbai? Have you any development in that segment, please?
Thane is outside proper Mumbai. So Thane is where we are coming up with.
No, no, but what I mean is that Pune, Nasik in these kind of...
Not yet.
Okay. And second is, sir, are you planning to do any commercial development? Or only residential units?
It's with the retail shop line and part commercial, but broadly the inventory is residential.
Okay.
So no exclusive projects.
Okay, alright. So the, not exactly in the commercial space as of now?
No.
Okay. And sir, according to you, out of all the projects, where do you see the highest occupancy rate and which area do you see generally the low occupancy rate? Or the flats.
Western suburbs is difficult to find land parcels. So you have like the probability to find land parcels is more in eastern suburbs and Thane than western suburbs. Western suburbs, that is why redevelopment is strongly prevalent.
So I'll be more specific. Say you have a project which is in Vilepali East. What is the current occupancy rate in that?
The current
occupancy rate. Have all the flats been like already booked or...
By the time our projects get occupation, OC, we are managing to sell 90% of our inventory.
90% of inventory?
By the time of OC and the balance in 3 to 6 months. Historically, that's how it has been.
Okay. And...
currently, say if I have to give you an idea, currently... we may be 40% of project completed and we've sold 30-35% of goods.
Okay, so in the next 6 months you expect up to 90%.
Yeah, by this year end, calendar year.
And one last question I have. So usually, it's regarding on the parking. Usually we see that many builders or many developers sell the parking separately from the charges of the flat. So, do you have the same concept or you include the parking cost within the, with the flats? How is it like?
It's all inclusive. Our box prices include everything.
Okay. And assuming that person says only he wants to buy more parking for extra parking. So, do you charge on that? How is it?
Extra parking will be chargeable. But the normal parking, say whatever is tied up with the flat is included in the box pricing. One or two pieces, the size of the flat.
All right. Just adding on to that, say, place like Vilepali where the construction is and if an occupant wants to buy an extra parking, so what would be the average cost you would charge the person?
Maybe a 10 lakh rupees in Vilepali. Depends on the size of the parking again, like big car, small car.
Okay. All right. That was it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akash Sharma, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir.
Hello.
I have a few questions. So I just wanted to ask, like, have our pre-sales begun for recent development projects? And when do we, you know, expect to see the pre-sales revenue, especially for the new developments that Sir, in the key western suburban areas such as Borivali, Malad, and Andheri.
Okay, the new projects you're talking. Those will take some time, yeah. The Malad and Andheri projects will take, maybe they'll be launched in the next financial year.
Okay.
They'll take time for approval and all, say minimum 6 to 9 months.
Okay, okay. So they are still in the approval stage. Okay.
Yeah. We have projects that are acquired before these projects which will go on floor first. The Santa Cruz one and the Goregaon Malad ones.
Okay, sir. And so my next question is like that with a combined saleable carpet area of around 5 to 6 lakh square feet across these projects, what is the expected average price per square foot?
Average is around 30,000 rupees.
Okay. Okay. And sir, how does it, you know, compare to the current market rates?
We get a premium compared to the average market rates.
Okay. What will the average market rate approximately?
Average should be, we get a premium of 10%. So average, maybe 10% below our rate, 27.
Okay, so around
27. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And sir, last is like, were there any, you know, tangible cost efficiency that we have seen due to faster project delivery?
Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, sir, have we seen any tangible cost efficiencies due to faster project delivery?
Yes, so we save on the rentals, we have a faster turnaround, we have better IRR, the receivables come in faster, and we save on the admin cost, salaries and rentals, and the money turning is faster, that gives us a better IRR.
Okay.
The overheads are lesser, the rentals are lesser.
Hmm. Got it, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kostubh Sharma with Equinox Capital Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I can see that we are having several ongoing projects.
Sir, may I request you to use your handset, sir? Your audio is slightly muffled, sir.
Hi, sir. Now I am audible?
Yes, sir. This is better, sir.
So, sir, we are having several projects ongoing. So the three projects, Arcade Crown, Arcade Aspire, Arcade Aura, has been completed. And the rest of the projects are ongoing. So what is the average completion stage for these projects? And how much have we recognized the revenue so far?
These three projects we have completed in an average of 25-26 months from CC to OC.
25%?
Yeah.
Okay, so 25% of the revenue we have recognized so far, right?
No, 25 months is the average completion time. You asked me the average completion time, right?
Yeah. So, because we are recognizing our revenue as per the percentage of completion method, so I just want to know the stage of the these projects, the ongoing projects. So, in terms of percentage of completion, how much would be the percentage of completion on an average?
Recognize the revenue based on the percentage completion, that is right. But we start recognizing the revenue once we complete the 25% of the construction cost. So, if you see our chart of the ongoing projects, we will find that few of the projects are not yet completed 25% task, like Arcade Nest, Arcade Rare, Arcade Vista, Views. So those are yet to start recognizing the revenue.
Okay.
But for other projects, we have started recognizing the revenue.
So the Prime, Nest and Peril, that we have started recognizing the revenue, correct?
Sorry? Which project is referred?
Arcade Prime, Nest, Peril, Eden.
No, Nest, Rare, Vista, Views are yet to start recognition. All other started recognizing the revenue.
Okay, and you said that Barewali, whereas Goregaon, Arcade Crown Aspire Aura, around 1091 odd crores, out of which 100 crores would be recognized by 2025, right?
Yes, in the last quarter. Rest on the same.
Yeah, so rest of the revenue would be recognized in the next year.
No, it has already been recognized till date.
Okay, that is okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Jain for closing comments.
I thank the entire team of Arcade Developers for their untiring efforts, hard work and dedication, which drives the company forward through various market conditions. Also, I appreciate all of you for participating in our conference call. Please do get in touch with our investor relations team for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arcade Developers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.